This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey, Raindrops. Yes. So as you know, my podcast, Reality with the King, is on tour. And my next stop is live in New York City with the one, the only queen of New Jersey, Teresa Giudice. Yes, on Tuesday, June 18th at the City Winery, Teresa Giudice and I will have a live conversation in front of a live audience. Make sure you get your tickets now. Log on to my website, kingdomreignent.com. That's kingdom, R-E-I-G-N-E-N-T.com. Or if you're on social media and follow me, click on the link in my bio to purchase your tickets. Once again, the website is kingdomreignent.com. Hit the tab that says tour, and me and Teresa Giudice cannot wait to see you on Tuesday, June 18th in New York City. Welcome to Reality with the King. It's me, Carlos King, the king of reality TV and one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television with over 10 years of production experience. Twice a week on Reality with the King, we'll sit down with my friends across the entertainment industry, recap our favorite reality shows, and revisit unforgettable moments that we are still talking and tweeting about. Hey, Raindrops. Yes, welcome to another episode of Thirsty Thursday. Woo! Oh, Raindrops, you guys have caused Thirsty Thursdays to be controversial. And I thought this would be a funny way of ending the week. But baby, ever since I started Thirsty Thursdays, thanks to the Raindrops, for naming it Thirsty Thursdays, child, it has been a hot mess express, but I love, love, love it. I love all of it. So let's just get right into it. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, honey, is back. And if you missed my recap of the season premiere, check out my Tuesday's episode. It's really funny, and I give it to you straight. Now, Teresa Giudice is in Los Angeles because she is the only Jersey housewife, honey, yes, who has been given the opportunity to go to LA to promote the show. I won't state the obvious, child, because, you know, out of seven housewives, including John Feuda, if you're the only cast member who is being flown to Los Angeles to promote the show, I think that says a lot about your position on the show. Just saying. So anyways, Teresa was on the talk show, talking about her brother, Joe Gorga, and everything that is going on with their relationship. So here is a clip of what she said about her brother, Joe Gorga.
You know, a lot to keep the peace while my parents were alive. My parents are no longer here. And after what they did after my wedding, tried to make my wedding all about them, that was the last straw. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and this season, something else comes out that I was shocked to hear, and that's it. Like, yeah, like my heart starts beating really fast, yeah. Just because I get if a stranger goes against me, and that's fine, because a stranger, you expect that from a stranger, but when your family member deliberately hurts you,
yes,
that's on a whole nother level.
So there's no chance.
No.
And you know what? Reconciliation.
I get signs. I don't know if anyone out here, you know, get signs from people that have passed that that I was tremendously close with my parents. Like,
yeah,
my father lived with me after my mother passed away. I get signs from my parents all the time that I'm on the right track. Great. Because, like, your family members should not hurt you.
That was Teresa discussing her relationship with her brother, Joe Gorga, and how she's not ever going to speak to him again. As you all know, this is a very sad situation. And if you're able to watch the video, Teresa's eyes are filled with tears because obviously it's painful for her to know that she won't have a relationship with her brother, okay? So in that clip, Teresa did not say anything bad about Joe Gorga. She didn't call him out his name. She just stated how she felt. But baby, Joe Gorga, who loves a moment, who is the seventh housewife of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, of course, had to leave a comment on this post because he just could not allow his sister to stay how she feels and to keep it moving, building a pizzeria, building a couch inside the home, building something, child, instead of building a wedge between he and his sister, because apparently that's what men do. Okay, so Joe Gorga commented and said, "Wow, she is a sick human being. Manipulation at the deflection of her disgusting behavior. Her parents from heaven are telling her she is on the right path to hurt their son. That's some sick shit." Now look, I am somebody who has been around Teresa since season one of Jersey Housewives. So I know a lot about Teresa and the family dynamic more than a lot of people who are working with her now, have worked with her in the past. I know exactly what I've seen with my own eyeballs as it relates to the relationship that Teresa had with her parents. And this is just me telling you guys the truth. I'm here to speak the truth. And the truth of the matter is this. Teresa was very, 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 very close to her parents. And that's not something I want anyone to ever question. It saddens me that Joe, as a man who is her brother, cannot even admit that when it comes to the relationship that Teresa had with her parents and Teresa were very close. And that's before we even, the show became a hit, right? It's before the table flipping, I was able to see the dynamics of their relationship. Teresa loved her parents. And her parents loved Teresa. Every parent wants a child that would take care of them the way Teresa has. Okay? She gave her parents so much love, so much attention. And this is no shade. This is me speaking what I've seen. Joe Gorga was never around them. Ever. And for all of my Real Housewives of New Jersey fans who have watched the show since day one, y'all know that Joe was never close to his parents. When their mother passed away and their father was living with Teresa, his own father stated how his own son does not come around to check on him. So let's cut the bullshit. It pisses me off only because, again, I'm very close to my siblings and I lost one parent. And when you lose a parent, let alone two, oh my gosh, my heart goes out to them. It brings you closer as family. I will say this until the sun goes up, down, all around. Joe Gorga chose fame over his family. He and his wife, Melissa Lopez, who is on the six train going to Envy to unbox clothes that I see on Temu, allegedly, they chose fame over their families. And that's what the reality is what we saw on the show, is what we see. We saw them have a conversation, meaning Joe and his father about the fact that Joe did not visit him a lot. That's a fact. That wasn't made up. We saw Teresa take care of her father while he was alive. He lived with Teresa. While Teresa had four daughters as a single parent, Teresa comes home from prison. Her husband goes away. Her mom passes away. Her father lives with his daughter, who is a single mother of four girls. Joe Gorga has a bigger house, has a wife, and three kids. So the question remains, why wouldn't the father go live with Joe Gorga, who has a two-parent household? It goes to show you that Teresa, like most daughters, okay, took the role of being the father's caretaker. So to diminish the work that your sister done and called her a sick person because you don't want to go against your own wife, who messaged me to get on the show, this is sad to me. And the fact that you don't even have to respond to her to say that, oh, my parents sided with her in heaven. I think they sided with your sister on earth. We saw how the mom spoke to Joe, like, what are you doing? Stop, this is your sister. Don't argue with her. Like, and then Joe arguing with his dad, like, you never, it was just sad to see. And again, I don't know the family dynamics in terms of childhood. The only thing I will say that I know is the fact that those parents loved Teresa and she took care of them. And at the end of the fucking day, the day is going to end. But this is a woman who is your sister. At what point do you pull up the Levi jeans, zip it up, be a man, and just take the L like, that's my sister. I'm not going to argue with her. She can say what she wants to say. I said my piece. She can say her piece. And that's that. Your sister has every right to go on any talk show to talk about her experience. She never once said anything bad about you. She didn't call you out your name. All she said was she found out some things. It hurt her feelings. Her parents in heaven told her she was on the right path and pretty much doing the right thing. So I don't see anything wrong with what she said for Joe to sit up here and say she is a sick human being. No, what's sick is joining your sister's show without a heads up. What's sick is fighting with your sister for ratings, sympathy, and payola. That's what's sick. It breaks my heart to see this happen because for me, I do not like to see siblings argue. And I've said this before, I have 9 siblings. When it comes to the brothers with our sisters, even if we're wrong, we choose to take the high road and we keep it pushing. I'm sorry, even if they're wrong. Because, honey, I don't be wrong. Even if the sisters are wrong, as brothers, we're not going to argue with our sister. And this is us via group chat. This is us via the privacy of our own home. We're not going to argue with our sisters. We may get into it. And then one thing me and my brothers do, we play the silent treatment. Like, child, I ain't going to argue with you. You said what you said. I'm going to keep it pushing. And I'm not saying that's the best thing to do, but we're not going to have a tit for tat. I'm not going to tit for tat with my sister. Oh, no day. It's hurtful to know that he has chosen his wife over his family. And yes, you can sit up there and make your wife your own family. And I do believe in that too. But as a man, to attack your sister, not only on the television show, but now you're doing it on social media, that's some sick shit. Is it because no one's talking about you and Melissa after the premiere? Is it because we know that the show belongs to Teresa because she activated Jane Fonda? Is it because the premiere show does that, child, it's the Teresa show? That 14 years in, she's still activating the girls and the guys? Is that why you feel the need to attack your sister on social media? That will forever be some sick shit. And if you really wanted to show the world that you are who you say you are, let's see what happens if the day ever comes where you're off the show. Because I don't know if Marriage Boot Camp is coming back to cast you and Melissa Lopez. I don't know if you're going to lip sync for your life on Celebrity Drag Race. Iyanla ain't fixing no more lives. So what else is there? Traitors? Ultimate Girls Trip? I mean, that already happened with Melissa, season one. So to perpetuate this negativity again and again and again is tiring. I'm exhausted. My weave is exhausted. Yes, Leanne Locken. It's exhausting. Is it because you're jealous that they only paid for Teresa to fly out to Los Angeles to promote the show she started? Is it because you and Melissa Lopez thought that you guys would be the face of the show? Child, we are just getting started. Summertime is my favorite season of the year. I love to go to the beach. I love to take long walks at night with the cool breeze. Summer is my jam. And one of the best things to do in the summertime when you're running wild and free is to make sure you stay hydrated. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration extraordinary, honey. You know why? Because it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. One of the best things I love about Liquid IV, the packet is so simple. So all you do, child, you open up the packet, pour it into my cup, stir it up with a glass of water. It's really good. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients, plus it has 4 delicious sugar-free flavors from white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code KING, K-I-N-G, at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code KING, K-I-N-G, at liquidiv.com. This is Reality with the King, and I'm Carlos King. Let's get back into the show. All right, Raindrops, we have to get into the season finale of Vanderpump Rules. I'm sorry. I said series finale because, baby, the way this finale ended, it was giving bon voyage to Love and IHOP. We no longer are going to see this cast, let alone, baby, I don't know if we're going to see this show again with this same cast. That finale cemented what I've been saying to you guys for months, that Vanderpump Rules is in dire need of a reboot. And that was made very clear with this finale. So let's get into it. So obviously, the moment we've been waiting for is the conversation that needs to be had between Ariana and Sandoval. Based on this cheating scandal, we at least are like, okay, are they going to have a conversation about everything that has transpired with Sandoval having an affair with Raquel during his relationship with Ariana? So Tom Sandoval, who realizes this may be the only check he's going to get, honey, he's like, I'm an active player when it comes to being the star of this show. I will make sure to make some good TV and in the process, show you guys a real moment. And look, as a reality producer, honey, I can appreciate that. I ain't mad at it. It works for me. It works for me. So Tom goes up to talk to Ariana, but first he addresses her boyfriend. Okay? Sandoval, baby, you are here to make good TV. And guess what? I am not mad at it at all. So he speaks to Ariana's boyfriend that she got to make Sandoval jealous, because why are you bouncing back from an ex that quickly? But that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day. Okay. So then Sandoval decided with his Elvis Presley outfit to go. I mean, I think he looked like Elvis in this episode. Just saying.
How you doing?
So Sandoval decided to then spark up a conversation with Ariana. And baby, that's when Miss Thing said, bitch, I'm not having this. And she leaves the scene of the crime. Because I'm about to break it down to you guys. What Ariana is doing, she's trying to phase Sandoval out of the series. Okay? Ariana's game plan is, if I don't film with him, if all of these guys who are my friends turn on him, then what is his purpose being on this show? Okay? That was the plan that she had in her mind. So when it comes to these Real Housewives, right, is what I taught you guys. There's this big thing on Housewives where they say to each other, I'm not giving you a moment. You want a moment, you want a moment, I'm not giving you a moment. So what that means is they know that in order for you to have staying power on this show, you need to have an argument with me. And I'm not going to give you that. So a lot of these housewives do that, just so you know. So Ariana took a page out of a housewives playbook and decided to not even engage in a conversation with Tom. Because she was like, nope, I want you off of this show because you being on this show makes me very uncomfortable. That's why she ran to the producer who was doing his job in terms of like, yo, we're trying to like really make sure that you guys at least have a conversation. And that's when Ariana used some words that a lot of people on social media said were buzzwords when she said it is a non-conformed consent. Baby, I have never heard of that in my lifetime. I don't know what the Phaedra Parks Esquire of Legal E school you went to. A non-conformed consent? What are you talking about? You signed a contract to be on a reality show with this person. If you don't want to film with them, that's one thing. But to use these words to get out of a scene, I think that's why a lot of people are turning against Ariana, because they're over her playing as if she's the first woman in the world to ever be cheated on. Ariana has made millions of dollars being the woman who was cheated on. What Tom did, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. What Tom Sandoval did was abhorrent. It was bad. It was disgusting. It was awful. Okay? And Ariana has every right to heal the way she wants to heal. And she has every right to feel the way she wants to feel. Now, the reason why a lot of people are turning against Ariana is because they feel like, girl, The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sunny Hostin, and Sarah Haynes would not be talking to you, giving you your own segment if this scandal did not happen. A lot of people feel Ariana has milked the scandal. And guess what? She should. She's on a TV show living her real life. I'm mad at sis for milking it. Okay? Milk that bitch like the cows at the farmhouse. Okay? Milk, milk, milk. And that's what she's been doing. What's hard to swallow is the fact that you have elected to be on this show with this person, and not only has this show and this storyline benefited your career, so did the scandal. And if Ariana was smart, and if she had the right PR team, publicist, manager, whoever, they would have said to her, look, we can only milk this story for 2 more months. After this, I can't get you back on Broadway taking jobs from kids who went to theater school, child. I can't get you an endorsement with the moving truck company. So if he wants a conversation, at least have the conversation, because that buys us at least 6 more months of making sure we can capitalize off of this scandal that has done very well for your pockets and your bottom line. It will never make sense to me why Ariana has decided to stay in a house where they both don't have kids with each other. She's making a shitload of money. She can go live in one of those apartment housing that services people. Go buy a house in Encino. Roommate with Jax. I mean, do something. So what we know with that is she has benefited from this scandal. And as a reality star, that is not a bad thing to say. It's the truth. So Tom calls out Ariana because he sees what's going on and he's pissed because he feels like you don't even like these people. So the fact that you're mad at Sheena for befriending me, you're mad at Lala, when he exposed the fact that Ariana has not been a good friend to Sheena the way he has been, and Sheena's like, I know, it's just hard. No, Sheena, it's not hard. What's easy is to tell your truth and to say, you have been there for me. You made a mistake. It was a big one, a bad one, but you didn't kill anybody. Like, he cheated on her. They weren't married. They don't have kids. He cheated on her. Again, it was bad. But goodness, we need to move on from this. And that's why Sheena was like, oh my God, this is so hard. No, Sheena, you're thinking about the people on social media being in your comments saying like, oh my gosh, how are you going to, you know, choose him over her, blah, 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 blah. No, keep it the fuck real. Just say Ariana has not been a good friend to any of us. And that's when Tom decided to reveal to us, the audience, and remind his friends slash castmates that she don't even like y'all. She don't like the show, the production. She's not here for it. She's milking it. And Sheena agreed. So when Ariana was telling the producers that Tom was being performative, honey, you are actually a performer. You're playing Roxy on Broadway. You're the one performing. All of you guys are performing. And again, I'm not mad at it. But call a spade a spade. Call a performer a performer. Both of you guys give off performative vibes. You guys are the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie of Vanderpump Rules. What in the Mr. and Mrs. Smith is going on here? You guys both are fighting for position and opportunity and the propaganda of who is going to have staying power on this show, because we all know without this show, the bookings are going to be a hard stop. Because the way it works in reality television, let me put y'all up on game. When a reality star loses a job, meaning the show that they're on, they don't get bookings. All of a sudden, the publicists who work for them, honey, they need a retainer. And if you ain't got no income coming in, they can't book you for nothing, and they're not going to work for you. So you're going to lose your publicist. You're going to lose the manager. No gay club is going to want you to host drag night playing bingo if you're not a reality star that currently is on television. That's the reason why a lot of reality stars lose their mind when they get kicked off the show. Because they know that, oh my gosh, my 15 minutes of fame has now stopped. The clock has stopped ticking. And now I have to go on TikTok and become an influencer. No shade. So then Lala, who I told y'all is my favorite this season, she goes off talking about Ariana thinks she's Beyonce. Ariana all of a sudden has become God. This is what Lala said. She feels like this woman is acting as if, like I've been saying to you guys for months, as if she's the only woman in the history of the world on Elena. Seriously, this woman acts like she's the only one that got cheated on to this degree. And Lala is fed up, and rightfully so. I'm with Lala on this, especially because it now has been revealed Ariana is not a great friend. And I think what these casts were doing was like, yes, what Sandoval did was disgusting, but shit, how long can we be mad at the motherfucker when we all have cheated with our partners, when we all have been the side chick or the side dude? None of these cast members are innocent. They've all cheated, slurped, dipped, banged, prodded, poked, opened wide, spread it low, lay it wide. Like, they've done it all. But that's what you do in your 20s. That's what happens. So for me, it's one of those things like, why is this becoming the Ariana show when she's not even trying to give the audience a real moment between her and Tom? Which is a simple conversation that the audience wants to see, and that clearly your castmates are fed up with you. They're fed up. They're fed up because they realize, like, we're tired of this story. And the thing that Ariana is going to have to realize is this. Without Vanderpump Rules, Ariana, oh baby, those checks are going to stop clearing. Those bookings are going to stop. And based on how this finale ended, it gave very much that Vanderpump Rules, as we know it, is coming to an end. And as I revealed last week, the show has officially been put on pause, and now we see why. Because we can't have another season like this. And it appears to me that at the end of the day, some of these cast members will go over to The Valley, the new show that everyone is raving about, and that we don't know the future of Vanderpump Rules. But I can tell you the future of Ariana and Tom Sandoval and the rest of the cast. This is it. You guys will not all be a part of the show. And that was made very, very clear. Very clear. I hope Ariana saved up some coins, because when Vanderpump Rules gets rebooted, I just don't think Miss Thing is going to get a lot of the gigs she's getting now. She's been on that show for a long time, and this is the first time that she has got the degree of bookings that she's received, from Dancing with the Stars to endorsements to Broadway shows. Everybody likes the it girl of the moment. But always remember this. When you are the it girl of the moment, be very careful, because there's always somebody waiting in the wings to replace you. Thank you for listening to Reality with the King. New episodes drop on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Share, comment, follow, and subscribe to Reality with the King wherever you get your podcast. Visit realitywiththeking.com and be sure to follow me at @thecarlosking_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and yes, baby, my YouTube channel, where you can get all of my visuals, baby, my expressions. Yes. And don't forget, tweet me your thoughts and hot takes about this episode using the hashtag Reality with the King. Reality with the King is a production of Kingdom Reign Entertainment. It is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks and executive produced by me, Carlos King. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, baby!